key you're on.
Welcome to the Lenten service for Bethlehem Lutheran Church and Zion Lutheran Church for Wednesday, March the 18th. We will listen to offer excerpts from the service for this fourth Wednesday in Lent from the bulletin and hear a brief message, and then the prayers for this service. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. The first reading for this service is from the second letter of Paul to Timothy, reading from the second chapter, verses 8 through 13. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is the reading of the Lord's Passion according to the Gospel of Mark, reading from the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 26 and following the account of Peter's experience in the courtyard of the high priest. And when Jesus and the disciples had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to Jesus, even though they all fall away, I will not. And Jesus said to Peter, truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. That he said emphatically. Peter said, if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same. And as Peter was before in the below in the courtyard, and one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, you also were with this Nazarene Jesus. But Peter denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you mean. And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, this man is one of them. But again, Peter denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. But Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And Peter broke down and wept. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, grace, mercy, and peace be to all of us from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It had to be an awkward moment for Peter. It turned out to be a terribly painful, shameful, humiliating moment for Peter. It's the moment when, according to Luke's account of Peter's denial, Peter said for the third time, said it with a fierce determination in his voice, denying any association with Jesus. Man, I swear to God, I don't know what you are talking about. I do not know the man. And we read, immediately while Peter was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how the Lord had said to him, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. We know as believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ that when Jesus speaks of what it takes to follow him, he says that we are to deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow him. That kind of denial, self-denial, is a good thing. It's not an easy thing. It's oftentimes a hard, costly thing to fully, completely deny ourselves, to willingly sacrifice ourselves for Jesus and for the cause of his gospel of salvation. Yet hard as it is, as much as we struggle with it and fall short of doing it, that kind of self-denial is a good thing. But Peter denying that he was a disciple of Jesus, saying that he did not know Jesus of Nazareth and that he was never with the man. That denial to save himself was not a good thing. The risk Peter took to sneak into the courtyard of the high priest, the unfriendly, hostile behavior that Peter saw coming from those who arrested Jesus as they tied him up and led him to the high priest, and the persistent, annoying questions from a servant girl and others in the courtyard, all of that was a lot more than what Peter was ready for, and he boiled over with anger and denial. It's the theme of this fourth Lenten service that as Peter looked at Jesus with denying eyes, so do we have our own silent, subtle ways of denying Jesus. We may none of us be able to imagine ourselves in Peter's situation, being in an unfriendly, hostile environment, fearing for our lives as followers of Jesus, but we have our moments, we have our days when we are not strong, committed followers of Jesus, the kind of followers that we think we are. The fact of the matter is that none of us is perfect. None of us is above saying things we shouldn't have said. None of us is above saying unkind, unflattering, unchristian things in the heat of the moment or as an outburst of foolish, self-deceiving pride. As complicated human beings, we all have our breaking points. We all have those moments when we are not ourselves, when we are totally frustrated, faithless, denying the facts, blaming others, letting others down. And all of that is exactly the stuff that puts us in the company of Peter with his denying eyes. Peter was Peter the big, strong fisherman. Peter the rock. Peter, the first one Jesus asked to follow him. As one quick to speak up, Peter soon emerged as a spokesman for the rest of the disciples. Not only was Peter the most outspoken of Jesus' disciples, who at times said some very good things, but Peter at times was also a weak, fearful disciple who said some very questionable things. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Peter said that. That was a good thing. When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" It was Peter who spoke up and said, "You, Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus commended Peter and said that was the right thing to say. But then came that moment in the courtyard of the high priest's house. Peter alone, Peter thinking he was in unfriendly territory, Peter fearing for his life, cursed and shouted, "I do not know what you are talking about. I do not know the man." What a compassionate look. What an "I told you so" merciful look that must have been from Jesus. With that look from Jesus, with that crowing rooster, with the sad, painful silence that followed, Peter was cut to the heart. He went out and wept bitterly, full of regret and remorse. Jesus knew what the Father's will was for him. Jesus knew Judas would betray him. He knew his disciples would flee and abandon him. He knew Peter would deny him. But still, Jesus loved them. And still, he died for them. Jesus knows it happens. He knows we deny him too. We are not just spectators. We are not just distant Lenten onlookers remembering his passion. We are the reason for his passion. And we are also the ones who benefit from his passion. It is not only denial in our eyes or anger in our voices or faithlessness and regret in our hearts that identifies us with Peter. It is also Christ's love for Peter that is Christ's love for us. If ever there was a word from Scripture for Peter and for us to identify with, it would have to be the word of a penitent King David, who prayed in Psalm 51, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, Lord. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities." Psalm 51. And the good news is that is exactly what Jesus did for Peter and what he does for us. The Lord our God is the God of second chances. Regrets, weaknesses, failures, denials, we all have them. How grateful we can be that the Lord our God lavishes on us chances to begin all over again. Early in Jesus' ministry, when the disciples were out on the Sea of Galilee and a fierce storm arose, Jesus approached them in the dark, walking on the water. When Jesus assured them he wasn't a ghost, Peter called to Jesus, and Jesus told Peter to get out of the boat and come to him walking on the water, which Peter did. But when Peter looked at the wind and the waves, he started to have second thoughts about what he was doing. And that's when Peter began to sink, and he cried out to Jesus to save him, which Jesus did. Now, a couple of years later, after Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, one morning back on a sandy beach on the Sea of Galilee, just after the risen Jesus had helped the disciples catch a miraculous boatload of fish, and the disciples hauled the fish ashore, that's when Jesus, the risen Jesus, had prepared for them a breakfast. And while they ate, this same Lord Jesus, who saved Peter from sinking in the sea, now saved Peter from sinking in the sin and sorrow of his denial. Three times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him, and three times Peter said he loved Jesus. Three times Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep." And that's what a bold, recommitted, forgiven Peter did with the rest of his life until it got him crucified like his Lord Jesus. In the same way, Jesus still loves us. And most certainly he went all the way through Holy Week to the cross for us. And his death and victorious resurrection has removed the curse of all of our sins, big ones, little ones, known sins and unknown sins. "Come follow me," Jesus says. "Come, for it is a truly joyful journey." Jesus is always there for us, even now. He always opens the door when we knock. His line is never busy. He always answers with a live voice. Christ didn't send an email, but came in person. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And the peace of Christ, the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and always. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. We conclude our service with the collects for the day and for Lent and for this time we have on earth. O Lord, hear our prayer and let our cry come to you. O God, whose glory it always is to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them home again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting over our sins and acknowledging our sins, we may receive you from you full pardon and full forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.